The state's Joint Commission on Public Ethics, or JCOPE, held a special two-hour-long closed-door meeting called just days after Governor Cuomo asked for an investigation of sexual harassment charges against Brooklyn Assemblyman Vito Lopez. Lopez was censured by the Assembly Ethics Committee, which ordered him stripped of his committee chairmanship and all extra stipends for allegedly sexually harassing two female staffers. Before those incidents, though, Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver agreed to pay a secret $103,000 settlement to previous alleged victims of Lopez. The speaker has since apologized for keeping the payout quiet. After the private meeting, JCOPE Commissioner Patrick Balguero, who was appointed by Speaker Silver, was tight-lipped.
Regrettably, I've got nothing to say.
Commissioner, can you tell us if you authorized?
No comment. No comment.
Under the ethics panel rules, commissioners can neither confirm nor deny that a probe has been launched and must keep all details of the investigation secret until a final report is issued. Barbara Bartoletti with the League of Women Voters says the Assembly's sexual harassment scandal presents the first true test for the fledgling Ethics Commission created by Governor Cuomo and lawmakers last year. She says the charges against Lopez, if true, violate the law.
From what I can gather from looking at their bylaws, this is a violation of the public officer's law, and that certainly falls under their purview. And I think this is a test of how they handle this.
And Bartoletti says the circumstances surrounding the secret settlement using taxpayer money need to be explored further. Speaker Silver is at the Democratic National Convention in Charlotte, leading the New York delegation. Silver, in recent days, has called upon Lopez to resign his assembly seat. The speaker says while he realizes the confidentiality clause in the payout was wrong in retrospect, he says he was only doing so to protect the privacy of the alleged victims.
Perhaps we overweighed the idea of privacy with, in doing it. This was not a cover-up as such. This was a pre-litigation settlement. It resulted from a mediation of the issue. And based on the exposure that employers generally have for a hostile workplace, we felt that we were getting a reasonable deal in settling the case the way we did. The mistake was not making it public.
In addition to a possible state ethics commission probe, the Staten Island District Attorney, Dan Donovan, has been chosen as a special prosecutor in the case, and he's begun a criminal investigation into the charges against Assemblyman Lopez. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.